Call the meeting of the Transportation Committee to order. Today is Tuesday. What is today?
February 17th.
February 17th. With us, we have Senator Meyer, Senator Davis, and myself, Senator Kukesh, Chairman of the Transportation Committee. And we do have one bill on our docket today. It's Senate Bill. Is that 59? I don't have my glasses. 59. Okay, good. Would you like to step forward and, no, it's right, and make a presentation to the committee, please?
Of course.
Your name and affiliation for the record, please.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. For the record, Weston Eiler, staff to Senator Bert Stedman. Thank you for hearing this bill. Senate Bill 59 would amend Alaska's statute to allow low-speed vehicles access to roads with a speed limit of 45 miles per hour, raising the current limit of 35 miles per hour. Low-speed vehicles are defined under federal regulations as vehicles traveling at 25 miles per hour or less, preeminently electric or hybrid in nature. This bill was drafted to allow use of low-speed electric vehicles on state roads in small communities. This is an optional program for communities. I'd like to stress that. The department, which will speak, I might address some of the potential issues of having low-speed vehicles in large urban areas such as Anchorage or Fairbanks. We completely understand those concerns, which is why we have left Section C of the statute, which is actually not in the legislation. We've left it out of the bill, which currently allows communities to opt out or restrict low-speed vehicle use at the local level. So we anticipate that this would be the case, and this local option would be used in urban areas such as Anchorage or Fairbanks. So if communities have specialized transportation plans or any concerns about low-speed vehicle use, they are empowered to opt out or decide the best ways to regulate access for low-speed vehicles in their communities. Low-speed vehicles are a cost-effective and sustainable option for transportation in small communities. Currently, there are over a dozen such vehicles operating in communities in southeast Alaska, and this bill would simply expand access for those vehicles. An estimate by the Department of Transportation included in your bill packet suggests that this bill would open up over 30 miles of road in southeast Alaska communities. As an example, in Wrangell, this bill would allow residents with electric cars to access important areas of their community, such as the airport. The bill is a great way to address the expansion of low-speed hybrid vehicles, promote sustainable transportation in small communities, all the while allowing those local communities a substantial flexibility in how these low-speed vehicles are regulated. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Did you have anything to add?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, Darwin Peterson, staff to Senator Stedman. Senator Stedman apologizes he's not able to be here today, and Mr. Eiler here to my right is perfectly capable, but Senator Stedman asked me to join him in case there's technical questions.
Okay, good. Do we have any questions from the committee? Senator Meyer.
Thank you. I think for the presentation, just a couple questions. One is, do these electric cars go that fast? Do they go up to 45 miles an hour, or is 35 still adequate?
Through the chair, Senator Meyer, currently the definition of a low-speed vehicle is that the max that they can go is 25 miles per hour. So that's where they top off.
Okay. Okay, I guess another question I have, I'm going to think about that one a little bit more. Another question I have, though, what if the city of Palmer, for example, says we don't want these cars, these slow-moving cars in our town, but the city of Wasilla says it's okay, could that be confusing to people, maybe going back and forth? But then I guess in order to go back and forth, you have to go on a highway, which these wouldn't be allowed on anyway. Or is there some side roads that, I don't know. I can just see where it might be confusing. It's almost like if we're going to do this statewide, we should do it statewide, right, and not allow the opt-out. But.
No, through the chair, Senator Meyer, thank you for the question. It's something that comes up, question of congestion or kind of access. On major thoroughfares such as the Parks Highway or here in Juneau, Egan Drive, the speed limit there is 55 miles an hour.
Right.
So again, these low-speed vehicles would be confined to kind of the slower areas and not, you'll be backing up areas like the Parks Highway, kind of major areas where congestion on statewide travel would be an issue.
Yeah, okay. But certainly in Anchorage, it's not a problem because there's no way you can get from Wasilla, Palmer to Anchorage without getting on a major highway or Kenai, Sedona. So, but, okay. Thank you.
Questions?
Yeah, through the chair, too. I had a question then, say, Trunk Road that goes to Palmer, and if Wasilla, like Senator Meyer mentioned, says this is a go in our community but not in Palmer, there's that potential that they can still, you know, get all the way over to Palmer by using Trunk Road and going down Bogard Trunk Road, and because those roads are not the main highways. Mm-hmm. Correct? Is that correct?
Through the chair, Senator Menard, that is correct. It would be up to the individual communities to decide with their respective transportation plans whether or not that's a use that they want on their, a vehicle that they want on their roads. We anticipate that the larger communities like Mat-Su Borough and the municipality of Anchorage would opt out of this program just because of the amount of traffic that they have on their roads. It probably would be a safety concern for them. But the smaller communities in Senator Stedman's district, for example, Sitka and Wrangell and Petersburg, they would probably allow this because there's very few road miles in their communities that have speed limits faster than 35 miles per hour. So it would be up to Palmer and Wasilla whether or not they wanted that.
Thank you. I have a couple of questions. If 25 is their maximum speed now and the law currently says 35, why are we going to 45?
Mr. Chairman, it's primarily because of the fact that Senator Stedman was contacted by constituents in his district that live in small communities like Sitka, for example. They're able to use these electric cars everywhere in the community with the exception of about 7 road miles. So it would definitely benefit those smaller communities to allow these electric cars to go everywhere in the community. And again, it would be up to the local community. So it's against federal code to allow these electric cars, to modify these electric cars to go faster than 25 miles per hour. That would be the preferred alternative, but we're risking federal highway money if we enact that statute. So the only other option to allow these small communities to have access to the roads would be to enact this statute, which is why we ended up going with this in this direction.
But I still don't understand. If it, the maximum speed it can attain now is 25, why are we raising it in state law to 45?
Currently, it's 35 miles per hour.
I know, I know that.
And so Senator Stedman decided that raising it to 45 miles per hour would allow all the communities in the southeast, the smaller communities, to go ahead, if they so choose, to allow these vehicles on their roads. Currently, there's a law and statute that says that if you have more than 5 vehicles behind you, you have to pull over.
Right.
So on that, taking Sitka as a prime example, we're increasing the accessibility for these vehicles by 7 road miles in Sitka. So in that section of 7 road miles, if there's 5 vehicles behind them, they'd have to pull over and let them pass. Otherwise, they'd be able to access all the areas in their community with these electric cars.
Maybe I'm not being clear. I heard you say that the maximum attainable speed of this vehicle is 25. Why are we going to 45 when they already have a 10 mile per hour limit that they can't even hit right now?
Yep. Through the chair, it would be problematic. The example that you used would be problematic in larger communities. But right now in smaller communities, these 25 mile per hour cars can travel on all roads that have speed limits up to 35 mile per hour. So in an effort to expand the area that they can use their vehicles, this legislation was introduced to raise
that. So we're not talking about the speed of vehicle, we're talking about the road marker. If
exactly.
The road marker says 35 miles an hour, they can use it.
Exactly.
If it says 45 right now, they can't.
Exactly,
okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I understand that. Senator Menard?
Now, I'm to understand that currently there's about 12 of these vehicles in Senator Stedman's area. Is that correct?
Through the chair, Senator Menard, that's the rough estimate that we have. We're still hearing from constituents and communities. I know of at least a dozen. Specifically, we're contacted by a constituent from Petersburg who's actually selling them locally. and had rave reviews about them. And again, it's just opening the access of them.
A follow-up?
Yes, go ahead.
So then there's been conversation of why don't we prolong this until there's more vehicles, these electrical vehicles in Southeast to make it more palatable for us to really address this. I mean, to me, it seems like that's such a small number that we want to consider maybe not supporting this at this time with the tests not being out there. Had that been considered to wait till there's more of these cars on the road?
Through the chair, Senator Menard, I'd be happy to track down perhaps a more accurate figure. That was a rough ballpark just to demonstrate that these are vehicles that are showing up in communities. Senator Stedman's constituents wanting to have cost-effective, sustainable transportation, and then wanting to be able to access areas such as Rango to get out to the airport using these vehicles. We've heard, kind of great results from them in terms of whether or not, there's a kind of a broader range of them coming out or the numbers. I'd be happy to get that information from for you or for the committee. But we're certainly hearing from constituents that this is something they'd like to see just so they could use them throughout their small communities.
Yes, go ahead, Senator Menard.
I know, I understand it's the wave of the future, and I commend you for working on this, and I can see, down the road. But I, for one, I've just got to wrap my mind around this new concept because I'm understanding, to recap, it's 25 miles an hour that these electric cars can go. But you want them to be able to be going down the road, see a sign that says 35, they're still totally legal. You see a sign that's 45, and they're totally legal. And that will move these vehicles around in the Southeast areas, which do not have, the big highways that the rural areas have, like the Matsu and Fairbanks, and correct? And have you researched any other small communities? I'm thinking in Western Alaska, the Bethel area. Do they have any of these electric cars?
Through the chair, Senator Menard, we're still talking with, we've had brief contacts with folks in the south central coast of Alaska, some of the communities there. I don't have any specific information or if cars like that have made it out to the southwestern area, but that's something I'd be happy to look into, and I could provide that information for you.
Okay. Is there a reason why the title says an act relating to the operation of low-speed vehicles, and everywhere in the text of the bill it talks about electric, low-speed electric vehicle? Was there a reason why electric was left out of the title when everywhere in the text it has the word electric in front of it?
Mr. Chairman,
I'm just trying to see if there's a motive or a reason here for that. It seems kind of odd to me, but I was just wondering.
The majority of the low speed vehicles are electric,
but there are some that are not electric.
There are a few. It is kind of an emerging market, but there are a few vehicles that are being developed as we speak that would be hybrid vehicles. Weston, do you have any more information on that?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I believe included in your bill packet gives a few examples of some low-speed vehicles that are gasoline-powered. Some of them are hybrids in nature. They're featured with some pictures and other things like that. I can cite some of them specifically if you'd like. Mostly, I believe they're referred to in the sponsor statement.
And you're right. They were in the sponsor statement. That's where I saw them. That's what I was referring to.
Okay. Not in the bill.
Yeah.
Yeah, preeminently we hear about electric vehicles. They're low-speed vehicles.
Right. I was in Whale Pass last summer, and they had a small little vehicle, and I saw them for sale in Fairbanks, too,
really?
That are really small, but they're operated on a gas engine. And I asked her what kind of mileage she got. She said she only got 20 miles a gallon, so I wasn't too impressed with it. But it was just a small little, it looked like a little caravan vehicle, but it had a small little cab and then a little... bed on a back. But she said she didn't use it anywhere other than Whale Pass. Didn't go to Craig with it or anything like that. Couldn't, actually. Senator Meyer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I guess you'd have to ask why somebody would buy a gas-powered car like that, when it gets 20 miles per gallon. Because obviously, if somebody's going to hit you, you'd rather be in a, have something, some bulk or metal under you. How safe are these? I guess that's not really relevant to this bill and what we're trying to accomplish, but I'm just curious that is there any safety concerns or with these small vehicles on the road?
Thank you. Through the chair, Senator Meyer, the definition of low-speed vehicle is something that can go up to 25 miles an hour. Anything that goes faster than that must then have all the standard safety features and testing of a regular car. Again, these are, and this is something that the National Highway Transportation Safety Administration has looked at. They, you know, cap it at 25 miles an hour, mostly for safety, and that's kind of, you know, the threshold that they see of for these vehicles going for safety. Yeah.
Okay, I guess I'm getting confused again. So these vehicles can go up to 45 miles an hour, correct?
No. Through the chair, Senator Meyer. No, federal code now prohibits low-speed vehicles going faster than 25.
That allow up to 45.
Exactly. And the vehicles that that we're aware of that are on the road in the communities in Southeast Alaska, they have roll bars and they have electric turn signals. They have decals on the front and the back. They have all the safety equipment, but in crash tests, they obviously are not as safe as a large passenger vehicle, which is why they're restricted by the feds.
Okay, I guess that was the point I was trying to get to, is that these vehicles now will be on roads with like a Dodge Ram, who may be going 45 miles an hour. I wouldn't think you'd be very safe in those little cars, but again, that's not relevant here. So, is that correct or?
Correct. Through the chair, Senator Meyer. Yes, in communities that chose to go ahead and allow electric vehicles on their roads with highways posted up to 45 miles per hour, they would be traveling on the same roads as the regular size vehicles.
Okay.
Senator Menard.
Thank you. Allow me this question. If I'm off point, I apologize ahead of time. But four-wheelers, they can, you know, these big terrain vehicles that hunters love to use, and can they go beyond 25 miles an hour? And would they think that they could get on these same roads then and go up to be part of on the 45-mile-an-hour roads? Or?
Through the chair, Senator Menard, the four-wheelers are not in this, they're not the same class of vehicle as low-speed vehicles are, so they're a separate class of vehicle regulated and treated differently by the Division of Motor Vehicles than these low-speed vehicles are currently in statute.
Do you know how fast they can go?
I have a four-wheeler, and it can go 55 miles per hour.
Okay.
But it's not allowed on roads in communities anywhere that I know of, other than maybe rural Alaska.
That would have to be a clear education, because if I had that question, others would probably think, too, well, you know, that they certainly aren't allowed to be part of this.
No.
Any other questions from members of the committee? If not, thank you very much. We'll... is there anybody else in the audience who would like to testify? Yes,
thank
would you
Mr.
please
Chairman.
Come forward
thank you.
And take a seat at the committee table? Could you please state your name and affiliation for the record?
Okay. Good afternoon. I'm Roger Healy. I'm the Chief Engineer with the State Department of Transportation. Senator Kukesh, Chairman, and members of the committee. Thanks for the opportunity to comment on this bill. Department of Transportation is in charge of planning, design, construction, and operation and maintenance of state highways. And in doing so, through that process, our concerns are mostly related to safety and
capacity. Move that mic over just
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Our major concerns are safety and capacity of the roadway. Our roadways are safest when vehicles basically travel at approximately the same speed. And as the discussion has gone here, this bill would increase the mean speed difference by up to 20 miles an hour, and that is of concern to the department. Additionally, we have concerns related to congestion and capacity of the roadway, recognizing again that the bill's sponsor is focusing this more on rural communities, minor highways, so that the larger problem of running low-speed vehicles, say down Benson or AC couplet, is not the intent of this bill, and we recognize that. But in general, or in specifics rather, crashes increase as vehicle speed varies, and vehicles traveling 20 to 25 miles per hour below mean speed have somewhere in the area of 5 to 8 times a greater chance of being in an accident. Again, we recognize that this bill is not intended for major urban centers, so the issues of congestion are not as forefront in our concerns right at the moment. But if you have vehicles, the best fuel economy in most vehicles is somewhere in the neighborhood of 50 to 55 miles an hour. Vehicles traveling considerably less than that, in other words, vehicles backed up in back of a low-speed vehicle, will not be utilizing the fuel efficiency for which they were designed. And capacity of the roadway is decreased when they're traveling at less speed. The Department of Transportation recognizes the intent of this bill. However, we felt we were compelled to address the issues of safety and congestion. We stand ready to assist the bill sponsor in any way to move forward, but as written right now, we do have issues of safety and congestion. If you have any questions, I'd be glad to answer them.
Questions from the members of the committee? Betty? Senator Davis, I'm sorry.
I was wondering if you'd be willing to relate what suggestions you would have to make this more acceptable by the department. So you're willing to work?
Our real concern is more on a highway-specific basis. You know, you can concentrate pretty quickly on, or you can remove the concentration of the major highways and major urban centers. So then you begin to concentrate, say, on what this bill, as written now, would affect. Let's take Sawmill Creek Road in Sitka, for example. That would allow low-speed vehicles on that roadway further out than
Kennel Club.
Shotgun Alley. I don't know which one right at the moment. But in any case, the characteristics of the roadway should be considered. That roadway may not have the wide shoulders that would alleviate some of our concerns in related to the vehicle, the low-speed vehicle driving as far to the right as practicable. In other words, allowing others to pass unimpeded. Driver characteristics come into it considerably, where if they get impatient, they may do maneuvers that would not only endanger themselves and the low-speed vehicle, but also those oncoming traffic. In our research, we found one other state only that has a vehicle speed of 45 miles an hour allowance for low-speed vehicles. All others are 35 or less.
Senator Menard?
And what state would that be?
Kentucky.
Go ahead, Senator Menard.
My concern, and you've kind of answered that, is take Wasilla and Palmer. If they get off Bogart and Wasilla votes to accept, this has become law now for everyone that they can utilize it, they can choose to or choose not to. And so in the urban settings, they can get on Bogard Road to Trunk, and then once they get on Trunk, they can get over to Palmer, but that Palmer has voted not to accept that. And so then you have an issue. Do they give them a ticket for getting their vehicle? So it just seems like as we progress and more of these vehicles are being purchased by citizens of the state of Alaska, then maybe we can have these side roads. I just don't know. I certainly appreciate your issues of safety and congestion and also the gas. If I have a Dodge like Mayor or Senator Meyer spoke of, and I'm behind, and I'm actually losing gas because I'm going slower because one of these electric vehicles are in front of me, and that's also impacted my consideration of how I'm feeling about this.
Does your statement about having concerns about safety and congestion lead you to say that the department would oppose this bill? I'd like to see one way or the other on this.
Chairman Kukesh, I would say that right now the department would oppose this bill on issues of safety.
Okay. Any other comments?
Certainly applied, if I may continue, certainly applied on a statewide basis. If the if the communities had to undergo an active incorporation of this new law rather than by default, then we may reconsider.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions for the presenter? No, thank you for your time this afternoon. Is there anybody else in the audience that would like to testify? If not, we'll go to our off-site area, and we have from Petersburg, Gerald Herbrandson. Are you online, sir?
Yes.
Would you like to speak to the bill? If you would you please state your name and affiliation for the record?
Yeah, this is Jerry Herbrandson from Petersburg, and Mr. Chairman, Senator Koska. I represent myself, and I also represent Solar Wind of Alaska, which is my alternative energy company that I have been promoting the use of alternative energies for the last 10 years in the whole state of Alaska, primarily southeast, but throughout. And that's the major focus I would like to encourage the state, is to set in place legislation that supports individuals who are attempting to be environmentally conscious. The state should promote the use of alternative energy and, whenever possible, encourage people to take actions. And here we're talking about vehicles that basically use a renewable energy resource, electricity, at 2 cents a mile, versus last fall we had vehicles at 50 cents a mile using fossil fuels. Low-speed vehicles are ideal for many of our communities, greatly reducing our dependence on fossil fuels and filling a transportation niche where internal combustion engines perform poorly. I fully agree that applying this legislation across all communities, all cities, and all roads is inappropriate. However, I've heard that it's over 80% of trips are less than 20 miles long, and they go to grocery stores, post offices, and schools. And when you only go a couple miles like we do in these smaller communities, internal combustion engines perform very poorly. They never warm up, they have condensation in the oil, and they pollute because they're not warming up. So the short trips is where these neighborhood electric vehicles are actually quite ideal. There are many members of our communities that rarely drive more than 20 miles a day and often never exceed 35 miles an hour right now. Low-speed vehicles are not new to our communities. I promote legislation that supports energy efficiency in all of its forms. Thank you.
Are there any questions from the committee? If not, thank you for your testimony this afternoon. Just for the record, we do have a Carl Springer from DMV Online and Stacy Oates from DMV Online, and they're both here to answer questions. I'll go to Jim. Is it Shramick? From Petersburg. Are you online, sir?
Yes. This is Jim Sharmick, Petersburg. And I own and operate an electric car and I believe this bill would help a lot in communities like Petersburg, where you have destinations you need to go. It's not very far, but part of it's in a 40-mile zone. And as long as there's the opportunity to pull over if you're going too slow, I don't see any real increase in hazard. And on the roads in Petersburg, there is an opportunity to pull over. But also, a lot of times what we're dealing with here is that the traffic is only going 35 in a 40-mile-an-hour zone anyway. So I think what we're going to have to look at are ways to transition to these new technologies, and the next thing you know, there'll be medium-speed electric cars to start worrying about what to do for them and some of these 50-mile-an-hour zones that there are. But for the most part, what we're dealing with is a vehicle that can drive around town, just like most of the vehicles that drive around town, because you can't go quite everywhere you need to go. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your testimony. Are there any questions from the committee? Okay, thank you. Is there anybody else online that we need to address? Nobody else online. Okay, could you please come back up to the table, please? A couple of questions. I have one in particular, maybe two here. We've had some opposition stressed from the administration. Is there a possibility that we can ask you to get together with administration to look at a couple of things? And I'm going to suggest a couple of things that may work here. maybe you might want to talk about limiting this to a certain population. And I know Petersburg and Wrangell and most of the communities in Southeast Alaska are not connected to a major highway. And maybe those kind of words ought to be in this. Not connected to a major highway, limited to a population of less than this many people. And for now, at least, that's the only way I see this going forward, with some kind of work with the department to put this together so that we can have some kind of agreement here so we don't congest major highways in the state, and we don't get into issues of safety where we don't have some kind of control. I understand Petersburg and I understand Wrangell. I've been there. I know exactly what he's talking about in terms of the speed that's available there and how people can get around. I mean, that's also true in my hometown of Angoon. I have a couple of vehicles there. I don't think I ever get over 20 miles an hour, even in my 8-cylinder truck that I have. So this may be a way of the future, but we have to find out some way in Alaska to make this work. Lastly, if we want to change the 25-mile-an-hour law, of course, we should go to the federal government and have our congressional people in that one look at that, because if we're going to get vehicles that can compete on the main roads, we better make sure that they can go more than 25 miles an hour. But that's another issue. But those are the two recommendations I have for you to sit down and talk with the department on, and maybe the department will have some issues that they'd like to raise for you that you may be able to work out. Are any other committee members have any suggestions that may help this go forward? I don't want to stop it. I think it's the statement made earlier about alternative energy is a good statement, and we want to do something. I'd like to see us continue to work on this bill, but I don't think we're ready to pass it out today. Any comments from members? Yes, Senator Menard.
A little feedback from Kentucky, what some of their pitfalls were and how well it's going, and they might they can shed light on this topic as well.
Of course, thank you.
Any other members of the committee have any comments before we? I'd like to just hold this bill for now and have you continue to work on it. It's not that I don't want to be supportive of it. I want to be supportive. I want to see something like this go forward, but I think until we resolve these little issues, we better just hold on to it for now. Any other comments from committee members? Any comments from you? You have any?
No, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, good. With that, we're going to adjourn the meeting, and thank you very much for being here.